Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on September 15th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Platt Northern Island Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listing for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join us this evening? Please call now. I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in via Echo Link from Oneonta, New York tonight, and I am a bit portable, and I think I'm the only one, Kathy.
Alrighty, Kevin, I will pause another moment to see if we have anyone else who'd like to join us on Echo Link. Alrighty, Kevin, you are mobile and Echo Link. Where is your location?
Hey, Kathy, yeah, I should specify I'm actually portable because I'm taking a walk with my dog out into the park behind my house here in Oneonta, and I'm enjoying this full moon with 60-degree temperature right now outside, so just kind of checking things out here really quick and enjoying this very, very full moon that I can see from my vantage point. On that note, I'll say 7-3 and I'll stand back and I'll listen. KD2FPM, back to
you. Okay, Kevin, we'll enjoy the full moon and walking the canine. That's always a fun thing to do. So, alrighty. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any stations on battery-powered, mobile, or portable? Please call now.
And 2 KPS.
Hey, Rich. Well, how are things with you today? What a lovely day today.
Oh, you got that right. Temperature-wise, couldn't ask for anything better. Perfect day. Nice and comfortable. Comfortably warm and comfortable humidity. But our day started out great. My aide came in this morning. She ended up calling up to wake me up because I slept late, I did. Of course, I didn't go to bed till 5. And, excuse me, I get the hiccups. And, came in with her, let's see, what is she now? 27-month-old daughter. And, 28-month-old daughter, excuse me. And, came in with her and we were talking and he ended up having to leave early to take his daughter to urgent care. And then I ended up... And I ended up with cellulitis in my right leg. Mild case in my left, but a more severe case in my right. And that's the way my day went. And it started out, the second one started off and ended the same way so far. And I thought for sure I was going to be sound asleep when the net came on tonight. But I'm doing all right trying to stay awake. Well, I'll say 7388 to everybody. Have a great evening. I'm going to back out and go get some sleep. At 2KPM.
Okay, Rich. Well, thanks for joining us this evening, and hope you feel better, and enjoy your rest. That's always a good thing. Alrighty. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
KC2WI.
WA2U, good evening.
BUG.
I'm sorry, we doubled there. What's the other station?
This is KD2IUG in Ilion.
And I don't have my list in front of me. Could you tell us your name?
This is Wade. I'm down here in Ilion. I'm just listening to your net tonight.
Alrighty, we got you on the list, and thanks for joining us. Good to have some different people will sign in. I'm just going to pause another moment to see if there are any other stations who would like to join us. Please call now.
KD2AIT.
AB2XN.
And once again, I don't have my list in front of me. What is your name?
Name here is Dave, AB2XN from Lawville, but I'm currently up to Jeff's camp in the yurt.
Good deal. Oh, boy. Hope you got a warm blanket with you. Okay, any other stations? Please call now.
KD2JBC.
Alrighty, and your name?
Name here is Lou, Lincoln Echo Whiskey Man.
Okay, Lou, I gotcha. Okay, let's get rolling here. George, how was your day today on this lovely day?
Well, good evening, Kathy, and the whole floor out there on the net tonight. It is a beautiful day today. Got some more work done on my model train's layout today. Revamped everything, fixing the underboards and everything, and things are coming along slower than I hoped they would have, but coming along all right. I've got a temperature of 60 degrees, and the temperature range today was 52 to 71, and I did have a few sticks in the wood stove last night. May again tonight, I don't know. And you should have heard something talk about chuckles. I can't give the whole joke on the air, but I think you can figure it out. A certain person last night was saying about in a certain school district in Pennsylvania that all the teachers in there looked like they should have been working for the Ford Modeling Agency, and they chimed in. I said, you wouldn't want to know what, going from New York City, I know very well, but with a lot of those fashion models, I don't say a lot, but at least a fair number of them do in the off-modeling season. I'll let you figure that one out. When you do, you'll certainly get a good chuckle at it. So I'm probably going to, somebody tried to hit my mother's bank account this evening, too, and I had to completely cancel the debit card and everything before the account would have been cleaned out. So wonderful to know you got such nice people out there, too. Well, at that, I'll say God bless and 73s and 2PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, good for you. You got that all straightened out. Yeah, there are a lot of devious people out there. We've got 56 degrees here. We haven't fired up the wood stove yet, but our house stays nice and cool during the day, so we like it that way. All righty, next up is Pete, and I know you were busy today.
KC2WI, yeah, I was very busy. The last 3 days, I tried to make up some time there when it wasn't too nice, and actually today was okay, but it wasn't real, you know, the morning was, I thought it was going to be, it was really kind of overcast, and it really never, until late in the day, it really never got really clear and warm. I was pretty cold. I had a sweatshirt on, long pants on for quite a while, especially in the house, and but I was working a lot on my stuff on the porch and that, so, you know, it was actually warmer out in the front of the house than in the house when the sun came up. So I was outside, you know, I felt like I was outside, but I was pretty much working. I only got sidetracked a little bit here and there. Usually I sit down, since I think it's been about a month now. Like, I don't know when I first came across the first YouTube video about Brian Wilson and Smile, and boy, ever since then I've been just on this sort of Beach Boys, well, not so much Beach Boys, but Brian Wilson research, and I just find the whole story fascinating, and I really respect the guy for toughing it out, you know, and it's really a shame, it's just really a shame that he went off the deep end to the point, you know, of really lots of drugs, this, that, and the other thing, and then he had this wacko guy actually started out, helped him, but then kind of took control of his life for many years and pumped him full of more drugs, you know, prescription type. And I just can't imagine what he might have done had he not, you know, had the sequence of events that happened. He's still knowing what was going on, and I really wasn't following him back in the late 60s and early 70s when a lot of this stuff was happening. But I always liked, you know, the classic Beach Boy stuff. Anyway, you just get on the computer and get on YouTube and start watching and listening. And if you start with the YouTube documentary, is called Beautiful Dreamer, The Story of Brian Wilson and Smile. If you want to buy it, I guess you can actually buy the DVD. I don't remember who produced it, but it's really interesting. Very fascinating stuff, and I just can't stop reading stuff. I just got a book. Like everything else you wanted to know about the Beach Boys or something, all of it. I just opened it up today, and of course I didn't have time to read it, but I read a few pages. So that's my downfall here of productivity, but pretty much it worked. I swapped cars today, took a little swim in the Moose River, actually took a swim, no, I won't call it a swim, a wash off last night at about, I don't know, 11 o'clock or something. It was the last night was the Towpath Trekkers Night Run, and every year that gets more popular. There's like 100 people at it. 9 o'clock at the park in Boonville, run down the towpath, 5K and back. Everybody has headlights and glow sticks and all this stuff. Of course, you hardly needed it with the moon last night, and it's a lot of fun. And then of course afterwards there's food and everybody hangs around for a while. Problem is, I'm used to going down there earlier in the year when we do the 6:30 runs. You know, you go down there, you run, you get done at 8 o'clock or whatever, come home, and it's 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Well, in that pattern, so I come home, I'm, you know, getting that. It's so late, next thing I know, it's 12:30. But I did jump in the water and in the river here, took a quick cool off. And then I did it today, and let's see, the day before. So even in the crummy weather, I'm getting that summer activity in while it gets good. So looks like we got a real good week coming up too. And then who knows? KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Wow, you had quite a day. Yeah, boy. So someone told you to jump in a lake, and you did. Go jump in a lake. But that's good. Yes, it was a beautiful evening last evening. We had guests over, and we were trying to figure out, but it was stellar. So, yes. Okay, Pete, well, thanks for joining us. Always great to hear your comings and goings. Next up is WA2U.
Okay, WA2U. Well, say good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Yeah, last night was a gorgeous evening. We sat out around the fire ring. George mentioned about putting a few sticks in the fire, and our fire ring still has a little bit of a fire going in it from last night or yesterday. I had some good-sized logs in there, and they're still out there crackling away, so it's kind of nice. We like the smell of the wood smoke. And it was nice. The temperature's nice and cool. We prefer it. Kathy got to play with her new gizmo yesterday, or get new lawnmower. It's funny how the other one started acting up, and I was having way too much fun, and a friend of ours took it over to his house just to check it out, see what's going on. But they're like TV sets, you know, they last about the same amount of time, the old television. So Kathy's got a electric start Honda. It's a push mower, but if you hit the throttle, it'll take off by itself. So added that to our stuff that we need for up here. It was funny calling around looking for a lawnmower. I called up to in Boonville. I like to try to patronize the local place, CJ's and things. And they're getting all ready, Pete. I know you'll be the lawnmowers are put away, and they're getting the space all cleared away for the snowmobiles. I can't believe it. So a lawnmower yesterday, I've been studying up on my grinder that I've got a table that I refinished the other day. I had a table down in the cellar, sanded it, and put a couple coats of polyurethane on it. Looks halfway decent. Almost, it's nice enough now. It's like, boy, do I really want to put the grinder on there? But yeah, that's what it's gonna. It's a nice, heavy, thick wooden top table, probably 3.5 inches thick. Kind of reminds you of like a butcher's block. So I've been studying that, and so I have that all hooked up so I can sharpen my own chains. And then the fella came by today, and we had a piece that was bent on the wood splitter when we got a new. It must have been a transit or something, so he bought a brand new leg for that, a support leg, and took five minutes to put that in. So it was nice out there today. And I don't know if there's any amateur radio events going on. Of course, the Great New York State Fair is going on. It'll be interesting to see how many people participate in that, since they don't have a lot of the concerts. And there's always something on the news, whether it's good news, bad news, or no news, but there's demands to fill up the airtime. Hope everyone has a great weekend. And a comment for you, Pete. Yeah, we read a lot of the autobiographies of different musicians. And it's just it's amazing how either drug or money or all the influences that are out there that have had an effect. I just got done reading a rather interesting article about Ringo Starr, who's now 74. And it's always interesting to hear the background or the certain reasons they have for writing a certain way or whatever, and how each musician influences another musician. So, very enjoyable. All right, turn it back to Matt. Maybe some other people will be joining us, and it won't be long before we have the flywheels and pulleys thing up in Consulville on September 11th, 12th, and 13th, and then in Remsen, it's the Barn Fest. WATU, always something going on in Central New York. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John, yep, I'm looking forward to that flywheel and pulley show. We've never been, and I like looking at all that old machinery. All right, next up is Wade. I think you mentioned you were in Ilion. Thank you for joining us this evening. How are things there?
Things are going pretty good tonight. I'm basically playing bachelor tonight because my wife and 5-year-old son went to the fair this morning, and they're staying out in Syracuse tonight. And you had asked previously anyone that was running out.
Wow, that's cool. Excellent. Well, you sound clear. That's good. What kind of radio do you have? Wade, are you still with us? I hope your battery did not run out. Okay, well, we'll give Wade another try in a few minutes. We'll keep going down that list here. Jeff, I hear you're in the yurt.
Roger that. Yeah, we're up here at the yurt. Got all the kids up here, and we're having a father-son weekend, and Dave's joining me up here, and we're having a good time. We're all going to be heading off to bed here soon, and we're going to be going up to do a hike here tomorrow. We're not sure how far, but we're going to try to get up as early as we can tomorrow morning and have a lot of fun with it. So, anyway, it's been a long day. We got up this morning, and the boys got the firewood stacked, and I got the camp cleaned up a little bit, and then we took a hike. We went swimming. And we cooked some chicken out on the campfire, and we had a big dinner here with potatoes from the garden and some local sweet corn, and it was really good. So anyway, it's a good weekend so far. Good start to it anyway. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, well, good. But that sounds like a great time. Oh, excellent. So I'm going to, thanks for joining us. I'm going to give another call out to Wade. Wade, have you joined us again?
Yes, KD2IUG. Sorry about that. Like I said, I'm a bundle of wires right now and lost you there for a minute.
Well, we got you back again. So what kind of radio do you have?
I'm running a Kenwood TMV71 right now.
Same one we're running. So you're a Kenwood man, eh?
Well, so far so good. It's a step up from the Baofeng HT that I originally started out with. Yeah, right now I'm talking on just a mag mount antenna outside, stuck on top of my tin roof.
Oh, it's working great. Good. Yeah, we have a TS-590S as well. I haven't upgraded the software on it yet, but we have the same radio you do. Good. Well, other than that, did you have a good day? You're batching it this evening, so we'll keep listening on the police radio to see if we hear anything up in Ilion.
No, like I said, it's a lonely night tonight. Everybody else went to the fair. I went to work and survived that to come home and cook some supper, take care of the critters, and I'm shortly off the bed myself here, and really don't have any more plans tonight. I'll say 73 to all of you, and turn it back over to net control.
Okay, Wade. Well, thank you very much for joining us, and Hope you get all your wires across. Very good. Okay, next, Dave, if you haven't gone to bed yet, are you still with us and enjoying your camping?
No, I'm still up. Jeff said we're going to try to hit the pillow here earlier so we can get up at 5 tomorrow and get breakfast and go do a hike. So that means it looks like a really nice weekend. We're going to certainly great so far. It's a little cool up here. I'm not sure what the temperature is, but we got 55.6. Dropping everything. Anyway, yep, I'll say 7-3s to all and have a good evening. This is AV2XM.
Okay, Dave, well, thanks for joining us and enjoy your hike tomorrow. And boy, I always sleep good when I'm at camp, too. It's the fresh air and all the activity, so very, very good. All right, next we have Lou. And where are you hailing from?
KD2JBC, this is Lou. We're over in Gregg, New York, ma'am.
Oh, cool. Well, that's great. And what type of radio do you have?
We're running a Kenwood mobile. It's a TM-281. We've set it up as a base station off a homemade power supply. It's 58 degrees over here in Gregg, New York. We've had a good day. It was a nice, cool day. Good day for outside work. Done some work on our outdoor fireplace with some concrete and got a few other odd jobs done. And right now I'm down in my hobby room settling a new RC airplane I've gotten. And that's about it for you today. Back to you, Control Man.
Well, we're great. Well, thanks for joining us. It's always good to hear new voices and coming from places that we don't usually hear. So that's wonderful. Alrighty, I'm just going to pause and get to my correct page, actually. there we go, into the preamble. So, this is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Alright, are there any comments, queries, or any late check-ins at this time? Okay, before I close the net, I usually give a little bit of a chuckle for start the weekend off. So here we go. So this musical chord walks into a bar wanting to get a drink. The bartender looks at the chord and says, "I'm sorry, I can't serve you. You're a minor." I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I would like to thank Kevin, Rich, George, Pete, John, Wade, Jeff, Dave, and Lou for checking in with us this evening. A wonderful roster. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you for anyone who listened on their scanners. So 73, we'll talk to you again. This is KC2YXN, clear.
Take care. This is KD2FPM. I would like to thank everyone for use of this Echolink on the repeater here. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night, and maybe I'll be up in the Mohawk Valley. And until then, I will say 7-3, KD2FPM is clear and out.
KA2ZNZ for the United County. Traffic and Emergency Net. looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations coming up, please. This is Andrew WBX. Good evening, Jack. No traffic. This is N2MQP. Okay. Welcome to the ground, N2WBX. Hello, Dennis. N2MQP. Hello, Kilo. I think there may have been another station in there. I had the Rochester interference come in. So if it was another station, please come back again. And any additional stations. Any additional stations for Arctan? Any additional stations for Arctan? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3, so all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. K-A-2-Z.